OpenAI's announcement of its first custom chip, built in collaboration with Broadcom, is the kind of strategic move that looks incremental on the surface and turns out to be deeply structural when you trace the dependencies. For years, OpenAI has been one of NVIDIA's largest customers, running virtually all of its training workloads on H100 and A100 clusters. Custom silicon changes that relationship fundamentally. You're not just saving money on chip procurement. You're restructuring who controls the bottleneck of your entire production operation.
The Broadcom partnership is interesting from a business perspective because Broadcom is essentially a chip design and networking company that doesn't compete directly with OpenAI. They're not building their own foundation models. So this is a genuine partnership rather than a vendor relationship with a potential competitor, which you can't exactly say about Microsoft given the Azure dependency, or about NVIDIA as it expands into software and services. OpenAI gets custom silicon tailored to its specific inference and training workloads. Broadcom gets a major design win and presumably recurring revenue. The HN community's 405 comment thread is picking apart what custom actually means here. Is this full custom silicon, or is it a configured ASIC based on Broadcom's existing platform?
The distinction matters enormously. Google's TPUs are genuinely custom, designed from first principles for tensor operations. Amazon's Trainium and Inferentia chips are similar. If OpenAI's chip is closer to a configured network chip or a packaging arrangement around existing Broadcom IP, that's a much more modest capability step. The fact that Broadcom is the partner rather than TSMC or a pure-play foundry suggests this is more of an ASIC play than a ground-up architecture. But even that represents a meaningful shift. Optimization for inference workloads specifically can dramatically reduce the cost per token at scale.
And cost per token is where OpenAI's competitive pressure is most acute right now. The commoditization of inference is accelerating. Anthropic, Google, Meta, Mistral, and a growing list of open weights providers are all competing on price as much as capability. Custom silicon purpose-built for your workload is one of the few structural advantages you can build that's hard to replicate quickly.
Simultaneously, Google has introduced computer use capabilities in Gemini 3.5 Flash, and the HN thread on this has 146 comments worth reading. Computer use, if you're not familiar, is the ability for an AI model to actually operate a graphical user interface. Clicking, typing, reading screen content, and taking actions on a computer, just as a human would. Anthropic introduced this capability for Claude last year. Google now bringing it to Gemini 3.5 Flash, which is their speed-optimized, lower-cost model tier, signals that this is moving from experimental to production-viable territory.
The implications for automation and enterprise software are significant. If you can point a model at an arbitrary user interface and have it complete tasks, filling out forms, navigating legacy software that has no API, extracting data from visual dashboards, you've effectively bypassed years of enterprise integration work. Every piece of software that doesn't have a proper API suddenly becomes automatable. That's either liberating or alarming, depending on where you sit in the software ecosystem.
And then there's GLM 5.2. This one deserves more attention than it's getting in mainstream coverage. GLM 5.2 is an open weights model from Zhipu AI, the Chinese AI lab. And the piece on interconnects argues convincingly that it represents a genuine step change for open source agent workflows. The key differentiator isn't raw benchmark performance. It's that GLM 5.2 appears to have been specifically optimized for tool use and multi-step agentic tasks, areas where open weights models have historically lagged substantially behind the frontier closed models.
For enterprises that want AI agents running on their own infrastructure, not calling back to OpenAI or Anthropic's APIs, this matters a lot. You can't run GPT-4 or Claude on your private servers. You can run GLM 5.2. And if GLM 5.2 is genuinely competitive on the specific tasks that agentic workflows require, that changes the build versus buy calculus for a lot of engineering teams. With 248 points and 146 comments, the HN community clearly thinks this is worth taking seriously.
There's also a China angle here that mirrors what we were discussing in the previous segment. Zhipu AI has significant government backing. An open weights model of this quality benefits Chinese companies and researchers, yes, but it also benefits every company globally that wants capable open source AI without the licensing restrictions of Western providers. The geopolitics of OpenWeights AI are genuinely complicated.
And completing our AI model picture today, Kreia has released Kreia 2, a 12 billion parameter OpenWeights image generation model that they're claiming hits state-of-the-art benchmarks. With 387 points, this landed very well on HN. Image generation has become somewhat commoditized at the capability level, but the OpenWeights release is strategically significant because it means fine-tuning, custom deployment, and commercial use without API metering. The 43 comment thread is relatively light, which suggests the community finds it impressive, but perhaps not surprising given the trajectory of image model releases. What's notable is the 12B parameter count at what Kreia claims is a competitive quality level. Smaller models that perform well are more deployable, which is increasingly the game in OpenWeights image generation.
Let's pivot to infrastructure and developer tooling, because there's a cluster of stories today that I think are going to be immediately actionable for engineers in the audience.